Fascinating anecdote appearing on the pages of the Gemara in Ksuvos, Daf Samach Vov, Amud Beis. The Gemara cites a Braisa Tana Rabbana. Ma'aseh Rabbi Yochanan Metzakeh Shehaya Rochev Al Chomer V'Haya Yotzei Mirushalayim. Explain to the Marsho, we're talking about the Tkufa of Rabbi Yochanan Metzakeh. After the Churban, he had left, and now he came back to Yerushalayim, and this is one of those trips, leaving Yerushalayim, Rakodesh, V'Hayu Tamidim Halchan Acharav. He was traveling on the donkey, and his Tamidim following right on his heels, while Rivachas, he saw a young maiden, Shaisim Laketes, Sorim Ben Galib Hampton Shalarviyah. And he came across a young Jewish woman who was selecting small little kernels of barley grains from the dung of the animals of Arabs. Kaven Sharos Osun Itzat Nisafa Bisara. She saw Rabbi Yochanan Metzakeh, she recognized him, and she says to him, Rebbe Parnaseni, please sustain me, I'm starving. Amarlo Biti Miat, who are you? Tell me, reveal your identity. Amarlo Bas Nagdima Megurianani. I am none other than the daughter of the illustrious Nagdima Megurian. Amarlo Biti Moment Shobisavi Chechan Halach, your father. Chazal say was one of the three wealthiest Jews, Meyakira Yerushalayim. Where did his wealth go? Where did all that affluence disappear to? Amrullah Rebbe. Halogere Masle, Masle of Yerushalayim. Don't they say the following saying? Melach Mamon Choser Nashi explains, if someone wants to preserve like salt preserves the meat, if you want to go and preserve your money, how do you maintain it? And you give money to tzedakah, you allow choser, you allow your funds to dissipate, you give away from your money, and that itself preserves the rest of your money. Aye, what about the money of your father-in-law? Well, he was an Ari of a guarantor, he lost that as well. And she says to Rabbi Yochanan Metzakeh, don't you remember you signed a maiksuva? And he says to his Talmidim, of course I remember. And I remember the exorbitant sum that was listed in the ksuva. So what happened? I lost all that money. How can it be that all that money was lost? Questions the Gemara of HaTanya. We have a Bryce Amaral of Anakdim Megurion. And the Gemara citing this Bryce informs us he was incredibly wealthy and he was involved constantly in the midst of tzedakah. So what answer is in the Gemara that what he did it for his honor. Iba Asema, the Gemara cites, he had another Teretz. Kidaboy Leila Mevin Loavan, a similar Loshin and Avodazari and Zion of Abbeys. Kidaboy Leila Mevin Loavan, as much as he could have done, he did not do. I mentioned 7 years ago in a drush on Shabbos morning, a story that I heard from a chaver of mine who heard it from someone who was at the dinner. Years ago, you know, Baruch Hashem, now it's successful again today, the Canary Wharf project in London. The Reichmans lost, some say hundreds of millions of dollars, some say in excess of $1 billion. There was a tremendous amount of money that was lost when the Canary Wharf project failed. And soon thereafter, one of the local mosters in Toronto approached Reichman and they said, Mr. Reichman, we still want to be mechaber you at our dinner. And he says, there's no point in me mechaber me. There's no point in honoring me. I can't duplicate my donations of the past. I can't give you the hundreds of thousands that I've grown accustomed to giving you all these years. And they said, don't worry, Mr. Reichman. We want to express a debt of gratitude. We still want to honor you at the dinner. And it was a dinner by invitation only. And Reichman stood up at the dinner. And he said, all I want to do is share a Gemara with you. And he went through this Gemara in Ksuvos Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis. And he says, what's the Gemara's final teretz? Kedaboy le'lemevel lo'avad, yes, Nachum ben Gurion. He was one of the wealthiest men in Jewish history, and he lost the entirety of his wealth. All because he might have given tzedakah, but as much as he could have given, he didn't give. And Reichman stood up in public and he says, I want you to know, you know why I just lost so much money with the Canary War Project? You know why I don't have the wealth that I've had? I have given tzedakah, I've given to so many Moses, to yeshivas, to Beis Yaakovs, to Kailalim, the world over, and I'm here to admit to all of you right here and right now that can avoid the memory of it as much as I, Mr. Reichman, could have given, I didn't give. And that's why I lost my money. And he sat down. And as you can imagine, the yeshiva got more money that year than ever before. It was a wake-up call. wake up call to the table. People suffer, they endure losses and sorrow. It's a wake up call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now let's go back to the statement to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that I purposely skipped over. After seeing this young maiden, after seeing how she lost all her money, this daughter of one of the renowned, illustrious, Baalei Tzedaka, affluent individuals of Yerushalayim, Bach Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai v'yomar, he cried and he stated, Ashreichem Yisrael, b'zman she'osin ritzon ha'shamakim, ein ko umo v'loshin sholetes b'hem. Ashreichem Yisrael. And when you're doing the right thing, nobody can touch you, no one can lay a finger on you. U'b'zman she'osin ritzon ha'shamakim, and when you're not doing the will of God, you know what happens? Amosron b'yad umo shfeila. Hashem's going to give you over to a lowly nation, and not just a lowly nation. Continues the Gemara, as those Samaritans here, I'm seeing a young maiden who is plucking out kernels of barley grains from what? From the dung of the animals of the Arabs, the lowest of nations. You see that what? That when we don't do the Ratzon Hashem, we sink to the lowest point of the nadir of all penury and destitution. And even the animals are ki'ilu ruling over us. Explains the Marshan Chedushi Agados. Ashreichem Yisrael, and most Mepharshim understand the Ashreichem Yisrael is not simply going on as Mansa Osha, Shaosim Ritzono Shamokom. It's all inclusive. Ashreichem Yisrael, even when you're not doing the Ratzon Shamokom. And then what happens? Most of the Kurdish Ruchel, the Yad Oma Shafela, the Lobe Yad Oma Shafela, Sam El Yad Hedden Shel, the Oma Shafela, writes to Marashah, Ashreichem Yisrael is even on that. How can it be? Because it's highlighting that we're not Tachas the Mazola, Shabbos Kufr, and Vavam and Aleph. Hey, Mazel Yisrael, we have no connections. We have a direct link, Ach Barak, to the Borei Olam. When we do the right thing, Hashem says, you're on top of the world, you're Lamailam and Atefa. And when you err and you sin and you do the wrong thing, I take you below the Teva, even below the lowly animals. Why? Because you have no Shaykhis to the nations of the world. You're living in an Avarechis, Acher, Legami, an entirely different system. So even when we get so low, and we're Ki'ilu, machni ourselves even to the animals of an Umma Shafela, that itself serves to highlight that we're outside the purview of the world of the Mazolos, the world of the constellations, Eimas of the Israel, our Rabbi Yochanan statement, Shavuos from Vavam and Aleph, and we're either all the way up or all the way down. We have a direct link to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just a few weeks ago, I was in Muncie for a chasana. We went into a side room to daven mincha. And right after mincha, running right back in to chop the chuppah, I saw a sefer sitting on the table. So I didn't have a chance to really pay attention to the machaber. I'm sorry that I can't quote you the name of the sefer. But as I was walking out, I just took a peek. I opened it up. I saw he says something on the gullus of the chorban. And I saw he opens up to this gemara in ksuvah samach vav. And he has a aura. He asked the marshal's question, what's ashreichem yisrael even bezman she'ein osman tzom shomokal? So the marshal answers what he does. And this Mechamra says, you know why it's an Ashreichem Yisrael, even when we don't do the Ratzon Hashem? And because it's always a wake-up call to inspire us to tshuva, if Hashem wouldn't punish us accordingly. And if it wouldn't stick out, if it wouldn't be so muzar, so yotzim in haklal, then we wouldn't truly be inspired to tshuva. And that's the Ashreichem Yisrael. Zos Ameris, when we do the Ratzon Hamalkam, he takes us yirayt l'malam and atefa. And you know why it's Ashreichem Yisrael? You know why we're so fortunate and praiseworthy? Even when we don't do it, Ratzon Hashemalkam, Hashem sends us to the lowest point of them all. Why is that good? Because if it wouldn't be such a clear, glaring, and blatant type of punishment that wouldn't inspire and spur us to tshuva. From the very fact that it's so muzar that we're even subject to plucking out the sa'orim from Galilee, Behemden, Shalarviyim, and then the Melech wouldn't have the necessary wake-up call. So even then it's Ashreichem Yisrael. Hashem does whatever it takes to give us that wake-up call. And thus we turn to a Rambam. Rambam writes, Perakei Halacha Aleph of Hilchas Taniyos. Yesh Yomim Shekol Yisrael Masana Bahem Neyat Sarah Shiru Bahem. And there are days that all the Jewish people fast, and because of the tzaras, the horrific tragedies that transpired on those respective days. Lachaira, if you are Rambam, you should stop right here, but the Rambam goes fight. Why are we Mesam of Hemnei Atzor Shirvan? Zok the Rambam Vayter, Kedei La'or HaLevavos V'Levtoch Darkei Atshuva. In order to do what? To open up our hearts, to inspire us, and to get us to do tshuva. V'yez Ezikor L'masinu HaRoyim. U'masei V'asinu Shehoye K'masinu Ata. Atcha Gormu Hem V'lanu Osen Atzor. So remember the source. What was the trigger? What engendered all of these tzoras sight to our forefathers and sight to us? B'smanenu Ata. It's all because of our chatom, our avonos. Ebezichu and Dvarmelu Noshuv L'heitim Shenemar V'zvadu Esavonu V'esavonu Osen. They're all days about doing tshuva. Frek the Samsoif. Samsoifer, one of the most exciting tshuvas you can read in tshuvas Samsoifer, they're all gishmak. But if you ever want to sit down on a Beinah Zmanim day and go through a 4-page-plus tshuva that has unbelievable auras, take the last tshuva in tshuvas Samsoifer, Archaim, and Simon Reishnas, and Yamamish, oh, you'll taste what the gishmak of Olam Haz is all about. In the middle of the tshuva, he asks Akasha and this Rambam, Fret the Samsoifa, where is the Rambam coming from? Take a look at the Nosa Kalim, where is his Makar? The Chaira, the Muskel Rishon, the Hashkof Rishona, why do we have fast days? The Chaira, to mark those tragedies of the past. We have the Mishnah Tainis, the Avcham Vav, five things transpired on Shiva Sabbatamas, five new tragedies on a Tisha B'Av. If I were to pose that question, why do we have all of these Yomim Shiva Sanim ahead? To mark tragedies that took place sometime in our past? And where does the Rambam come introducing the concept of tshuva? Azok the Sam Sefer, Hinei Gila Lana Mashalo Hayinu Ma'alim Adateinu. The Rambam reveals to us that which we never would have suggested ourselves. Shayinu Choshu Shataneisim Halo Inu Adercha Tshuva. They're not to inspire us to tshuva, writes the Sam Sefer, Ela Adercha Ovo Vatsar V'yom She'ira Bora. They're all to mark what? A state of mourning and bereavement and pain. Because these are days that tragedies befell, calamities befell the Jewish people. Kemo asimcha b'yom shirut tova. Days that good things happen. Chazal or masake. A day called Chanukah. A day called Purim. And that's the mashmaos of the Gemara in the beginning of Megillah. And Mishnah states that when it comes to Tisha B'Av coinciding with Shabbos, ma'achrin v'lo makdimin. It's an ilcha. Shabbos HaMatzah this year an ilcha. Likewise, Tishwav this year in Nidcha. Fred the Gemara, why? Because Mavdume Parnis Olamak Deminan. Because we don't have Paranis, and we don't push up Paranis. Fred the Sam Sefer, if the Rambam's right, then it's about Tshuva. If you have an opportunity to do the mitzvah, so say if Tshuva, Faker, Tzuriza Mavdim in the mitzvah, push it up. You see from the Gemara Pasha said it's not bigger about Tshuva, it's bigger about marking it as a Zman, a Tkufa, a Paranis, and therefore you're Ma'acher, you want to push off the Indian of Paranis as long as possible. So it's always a Nidcha. So the Gemara itself seems to be Masha, not like the Rambam. So where's the Rambam coming from? Zok the Heiligach Sam Sefer. And he's in the context of one the Vim can or cannot be Mechanish, and he says, L'chora ha'idim yishumnim came in all the Vim l'chadish dober shalomatzina kiyotzi b'Torah. I understand when it comes to being koveya to establishing for clients all the dori dori say yom simcha ni yom tova like Chanukah and Purim. So then it's on a deraisetik level, kilu mitoch kavachomer. If I see that yeshiva l'gaula, clients all saying shira, so certainly like Gemara says in Megillah, yadalanam and alevsim, emisa l'chaim l'kol shekei. I understand the Torah set a precedent. The Torah told me that if you mark days of simcha, then the rabbanu could come along and not be mechadish a new zach entirely. Ain't no miroshim. It's not that just borrowing a kavachomer from the Torah itself. We see that the Torah recognizes establishing days, Pesach, Shavuos, Yimei Simcha, and to mark those days of past. But where do they come across being Machadis, days of Tsar and Avelos, when there's no precedent for that in the Torah? This is Gubur precisely where the Rambam's coming from. How can the Rambam tell me the Iker Tam, the Tachlis of the Tainus, is for Tshuva? Because otherwise, what are Chazal doing? Tell me, Shiva Sabbatavis, to simply mark and recall events of the past. Tisha B'Av. Remember the tragedies that befell the Jewish people in our history. It can't simply be about that. Why? Because where would the Rabbanan and the Nevi'im come along and be Mechadish that? There's no precedent for that in the Torah. El Amar Korchach what? And must be El Amar Korchach Al Tshuva Hukvu Kedosiv V'Yisvadu Es Avonam and Atainis Es Mesugu L'Kapar V'Tshuva B'Vadai Avu and the Kulon Atzarku Divrei HaRambam That is where the Rambam is coming from. It must be the Be'ikr, their days of tshuva. It's not simply to recall and to recollect events of the past on a far more profound level. It's by thinking and recalling about all the horrific tragedies, the calamities that befell the Jewish people in our tragedy-plagued history. It's to inspire us, to awaken us to do tshuva. And that's what the days are all about. The where's the makor, the precedent for that? V'zvanu eschatosim, it's an Indian of tshuva. That's what Yom Kippur is all about. Amela the Nevi'im Abim Mechadish, these are days, me'ena b'chinis Yom Kippur, to be'ikar, inspire us to do tshuva. The Tzaras, therefore, including, of course, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, to inspire us to do tshuva. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Siddur Beis Yaakov, in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, when he talks about Dayenu, Kama Malas Tavis, Lamakam Aleinu, the last one, of course, is, Uvan Alonu Es Beis HaMachira L'chapra Kol Avonu Seinu. Writes Rabbi Yaakov Emden, what's L'chapra Kol Avonu Seinu? It means Taka, all-inclusive. All the Avonos from the days of old until the days of now, they're all included. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, when I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, it didn't simply serve as the mashkan when Hashem was shavach hamas ol eitzim on Avonim. It wasn't simply to expiate for the sins of the Jewish people in that kufa, in that day and age. Hashem takes it as a mashkan. Why? Because the Yerushalmi says in the beginning of Yuma, that b'chol dor shalo nivna Beis HaMikdash b'yomov ki'ilu ma'ala olam akosu ki'ilu nechra b'yomov. It's as if it was destroyed. Every generation, we too right now should have a Beis HaMikdash. What's destroying it? Hashem says, Machmas Yerafonos, it's Kilo, I'm going to take it away from you, Nochemol. Yet again, I'm going to rob you of your Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because it's the Chatzal Yerafonos. And I'm telling you that. Why? To inspire you to tshuva. Sometimes Yaakov Emden, Hashem took it away as a mashkon, and it's the Chapra Kol of Anosedo. Every generation should have its own Beis HaMikdash. Why do we not have a Beis HaMikdash? Hashem gave us the Beis HaMikdash to be the Kapara of the Avonos by bringing the Kavonos, but then he took away the Beis HaMikdash likewise. The Chapra, that the removal of the Beis HaMikdash itself will take it serve as a Kapara. HaKol of Anosedo, even today's generation, where's the Shavach Hamas Ol Eitzim and Avonim? Because we too should have a Beis HaMikdash because the one was taken away. And Moshe Chagiz writes the same thing. The Maram Chagiz in his Sefer Sfasemes writes, Moshe Chagiz in Daf Yad Aleph, that's the Pshat in the Yerushalmi. Every single generation, Hashem views the Beis HaMikdash as a mashkon kilu, as the collateral. You deserve a Beis HaMikdash, you should have it. If that's the Makam Avodah, in the end of the day, but your Chatam have spun out of control, it's as if Nechro B'yamov, but I'm going to view that as the mashkon, I'm going to view that as the kapara. And therefore, we have to see every tinus, a Shiva Sabbatamas and a Tishvav, and Tzkila, we're losing the Beis HaMikdash all over again. Connects then to a Marsha and tinus. Gemara says in tinus, the very end of the Masechta Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, from Rav Yehuda Marav, Kachayim and Hogel Shor Rav Yehuda Bar Ilai, the famous, the saintly Tana Rav Yehuda Bar Ilai, we know from Sanhedrin, and Avchof Amud Aleph, here's the one, here's the Shemi Tesalo, the door of Rav Yehuda Bar Ilai, he was a tzaddik Yisrael Olam, and what did he do? Erev Tishvav, Mevilo Pas Chariva B'melach. So what did he have? He had a little bit of bread and salt, V'yoshev, Bein Tana the Karayim Zatrashi, Mokam Menuvel Shevabayis. He went to the lowest place in his house, to a Mokam, a disheveled, a dirty place, and between the oven and the stove, and what did he do? He sat on the floor and he ate and he drank. Hakidot Shamayim, V'doma Kamisha Mesa Mutal Lefonav. Zatkamar Shom, why did the Gemara have to add? It's Domalo Kamisha Mesa Mutal Lefonav. Because don't think that he was simply recalling and reminiscing of events of old, that he was thinking about the Churban, and the Melee was Margish, Rikshe, Avelis, and Tsar. No, he viewed it, Kamisha, Mesa, Mutu, Lafana. I have the Beis HaMikdash in front of me, and I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Hemshech of the Gemara, Kamisha, Mesa, Mutu, Lafana. It was Hashto, it was Achshof, it was right here and right now. That's what triggered that state of bereavement, that state of mourning. It wasn't simply recalling the events of the Churban thousands of years ago. It was Misha, Misha, Motel of Fonav, I see the destroyed Misha Mikdash right here and right now. And that's the Kapara. Why is Hashem want me to know that I'm destroying the Misha Mikdash? To inspire me to tshuva. That goof is the Tachlis to get us to do tshuva. The Titus, it's not simply days, because as some Sefer explained, there's no precedent from the the Torah to simply say, let's have a day of tzar, let's have a day of avelus to remember events of old. No. It's all because we're re-experiencing and reenacting the Churban, and that's what Yerushalmi is megala to us. There is a Beis HaMikdash b'zmanenu, and our continued chatoim, we're also masiv aseinu b'yadenu, and we're continuously rachmona letzlan destroying the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Churban right here and right now, all to inspire us to tshuva. It's a wake-up call to get us to change our lives. Just want to be Messiah. I had a Talmud in Eish HaTorah. I had met him at the University of Maryland University of Maryland at Baltimore County, UMBC campus. His name was Harris. And I had a nice kesher with him. He used to come to some classes I gave on the campus many years ago. And we had a Jewish Awareness Day. He was very involved. His father was a chef, so he spent our entire budget on a Jewish Awareness Day, putting together a Jewish food fest of matzah balls and chicken soup and challah and chulat, which the Asians ate up right away. Chulat and potato kugel, you name it. We had a Jewish food fest on the university, UMBC college campus, 11,000 students. And you had to watch all the different ethnic backgrounds, the way they ate up all the Jewish food. It's gevaldik. He loved Jewish things, but he didn't love Judaism. See, after the Shmai, we sent him to Eretz Yisrael. And he was inspired. He went to Eish HaTorah. He went for a couple of weeks. He was somewhat inspired, but he came back. And he came back and continued his relationship with a Christian Italian girl, Rachman al-Islam. And then soon after, his grandfather passed away. And we said to him, you know what? We saw he was in a state of mourning. You know what, Harris? Maybe try another trip to Israel. And he went back to Israel. And this time, he stood by the Kotel. And he felt his grandfather talking to him. And through that state of mourning, he said, you know what? Maybe my grandfather's death is supposed to teach me. I got to change my life. He stayed in Eish HaTorah. Baruch Hashem, he went through the art school, Stone Chumash. We made a see him on Kol Torah Kula for him. He finished the English art scroll, Stone Chumash. We told him that's not called Torah Kula. He now has to go through the art scroll, Green Tanakh. He read through the entire art scroll, Green Tanakh. We made Nocha Pizza Seam for him. When he finished the whole art scroll Tanakh, we said that's not the whole Torah. We couldn't start taking him through Mishnayos and through Hashas, Vechule, and Poskim. But the Rambam writes in his Hakdamah to Mishnah Torah, just learn through Tanakh and my Sefer, my magnum opus, Mishnah Torah, and you'll know called Torah Kula. So then he started learning Rambam, and he went for a few years, and he finished all of Rambam, Baruch Hashem. He finished a few Masechta Gemara as well. And to make a long story short, he is now a Kiruv Rav who married a Balas Tshuva, and he's now on the East Coast doing Kiruv. Why? And the Summer Not Sold didn't inspire him, and even the Shabbos meals was when he had that tzar of the grandfather's patira. He took that as a wake-up call. His grandfather saying, Harris, it's time to change. Wake up on a Shiva Sefer Thomas. Wake up on a Tisha B'Av. The Beis HaMikdash has just been destroyed again. Let's go ahead and be Mis'abel Kid Aboy so that we can rebuild the Beis HaMikdash from Heirav Yameinu Amen V'Yamein. Amen. He's got out of his